We continue our audio accompaniment with an article on avocados. The Avocado Wars. Delicious, fashionable and nutritious, avocados are big business, especially in Mexico, the largest avocado-producing country. But behind the Instagram-friendly superfood lies a world of violent drug cartels, kidnappings and murders.
Last year, Americans consumed about 4 billion avocados in salads, smoothies, guacamoles, and more. And that's just a start. The superfood beloved by hipsters, vegans, and health fetishists has become so popular worldwide that, every single day, some 3 million people feel obliged to post a picture of whatever avocado-based concoction they are about to eat on Instagram. 3 years ago, China was an avocado-free zone. Today, it imports 33 shipping containers of the fruit every week. But there's a problem with this success. Avocados can't grow just anywhere. Ideally, they like to be at an altitude of 1,500 meters and in a subtropical climate. This being so, 45% of the world's avocados come from a place where the trees have been growing since 7,000 BC, Mexico. A farmer can earn $100,000 from a single hectare of avocado trees each year, making it a more profitable plant to grow than marijuana. And with world demand surging, prices rose by 125% in 2017. It's not surprising, therefore, that Mexico's notorious drug cartels have long since become interested in the plant that farmers call green gold. And they seize control of production with their customary horrific violence. In Michoacán, the principal avocado-growing region of Mexico, 8,258 people were murdered between 2006 and 2015. Cartels offer farmers a choice between silver or lead. Either they pay the cartel extortion money, the silver, or someone close to them will be shot, the lead. Kidnapping family members for ransom is also extremely common. "They kidnapped my son when he was 16, one farmer told the BBC. "They asked for $1 million, but I only had $500,000 to give them. I was also kidnapped twice." One town is fighting back against the Mexican drug cartels, however. Tancitaro, population 30,000, is the capital of Mexican avocado production. 4 years ago, the farmers there formed a volunteer militia to fight back against the cartels and corrupt national police. All roads approaching the town have checkpoints and medieval-style fortresses with narrow windows from which the militia can shoot. They wear body armor and patrol in bulletproof pickup trucks with machine gun turrets in the back. The town has effectively seceded from the rest of Mexico, but its approach has worked. There were no kidnappings the year after the militia was formed, and the farmers have successfully repelled cartel attacks, which can comprise as many as 80 heavily armed commandos. The avocados, meanwhile, are maturing nicely. Because, don't let's forget, this is all about our guacamole. Bon appétit!